This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. For rural Alaska, the COVID-19 pandemic brings back century-old memories of one of the most traumatic experiences in the state's history, the 1918 Spanish flu. And Alaska's First Lady is an Alaska Native woman from the northwestern corner of the state. And as Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, her family's experience influenced some of the governor's decisions.
Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy's wife, Rose, is from Norvik, an Inupiat village on the Kobuk River. During the 1918 pandemic, rural areas were hit especially hard, and some estimates say the flu killed as much as 8% of the Alaska Native population. Dunleavy says his mother-in-law had her own story about the disease.
She was a young girl. Her father and she were sick at the same time, literally in beds next to each other, and he died from that flu.
To be clear, Dunleavy's grandfather-in-law died in the 1920s, after the worst 2 years of the Spanish flu. While the pandemic flu persisted for decades, it quickly became less lethal, and it's impossible to know whether it was the one that infected Dunleavy's wife's family. Nonetheless, Dunleavy says he went back to that memory as the state faced its first set of decisions around COVID-19. There were other stories he heard from his own father, too, of people dying of diphtheria and scarlet fever, and his own experience working as a teacher in another village outside Nome.
I don't have to read about that or think or imagine. I lived it. I literally lived living out there and understanding the differences between the ability to deal with a healthcare issue out there as opposed to here.
Alaska healthcare providers credited Dunleavy with taking quick, early actions to contain the spread of COVID-19 before it overwhelmed the state's hospitals. But infection rates are now creeping up after the governor relaxed health mandates, saying there's enough healthcare infrastructure to handle more cases. In Norvik, where his wife's family is from, Elder Elsie Sampson says some residents are getting impatient for new information about the disease and frustrated with how long it's persisted. But she says the village, which has no confirmed cases of COVID-19, has been working with state medical professionals, and she says Dunleavy's experience in their region helps him understand what its residents are facing. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.